Good evening, folks. QFD, this is Marty, WV5Y. Once again, time for another edition of the Houston AmSatNet. This net meets on Tuesdays to discuss topics related to satellites, balloons, and other amateur-related items. This is net number 1609, and it's 8 p.m. Central Time on Tuesday, April 29th, 2025, which in UTC time is Wednesday, April the 30th, 2025 at 0100. This is a directed net, and all calls should go through net control. And, of course, this net is dedicated to Andy McAllister, W5ACM. And thanks to Joe, W5BSA, we're on a few extra connected waves nowadays. Besides being on the 145.19 repeater here in West Houston, and the PL tone is 123.0, we're now also on the 442.5 repeater in Katy, with its links to other repeaters, the AmSat Talk Group 98006 on DMR, YSF Fusion 11689, All-Star Node 572580, and the Echolink chat group is Star AmSat Star. And I will now take local check-ins.
Delta 5, Juliet Romeo Delta, WD5JRD, Carl, Jersey Village. Good evening, Marty.
Good evening, Carl. I'm glad to hear you're out there. You got a good signal this evening, as usual, up there in Jersey Village. We got anybody else out there? Okay, well, we'll try to come and take a check here about halfway through the net and see if we have any late check-ins at that time. We're going to start with a little bit of information from the South Texas Balloon Launch Team. I know they, besides they do have their monthly meeting on the second Wednesday of the month, and that's at 4:30 p.m. here local at a restaurant, and then they have a Zoom meeting at 8 p.m. Central Time, and that's over at k5wh.net/Zoom, so we appreciate Walter doing that for us. Like there's been a little bit more action there. They, Thomas, DL4MDW, and they launched a balloon over there in Germany. And let's see, it's DL7AD-13, and it was just launched from Berlin, and that was on Saturday. So we'll be keeping an eye on that one. And then also, as well as some of the other balloons we've been watching, we want to say congrats to John, AB5SF, on BLT-145. It's finally made it around the world, and it's about to pass over Florida on its fourth trip. So we want to say nice job there, John, and that's been one of the balloons that has made it one. Some of the furthest ones, probably, and that was launched way back at the Greater Houston Ham Fest. So it's been in the air for a while now. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y, in the Houston AmSat Net. I remind everybody you can call and check into the net by making a quick phone check-in, 713-467-9870. You can also send an APRS message to WV5Y, as in West Virginia 5 Yankee, with no dashes, no numbers, as Andy's like to say. And you can send an email, and that's to WV5Y@comcast.net. All right. Looks like we may be putting a new microphone here on the list here in the too far distant future. This one always seems to act up at the best times. So, but we've been keeping an eye on some of these other balloons and BLT, let's see, 145, let's see, completed its fourth trip around the world there, as we said, so we appreciate that. And then, if there are any balloonatics around the Detroit, Michigan area, there was a launch up there, let's see, and so, let's see, Walter was giving those guys some pointers, so we're glad to see that. All right, this is Marty WV5Y in the Houston AMSAT Net. Okay, we're going to switch over to the AMSAT News Service bulletins. This is ANS Bulletin number 117 by Paul Stotzer. The AMSAT News Service bulletins are a free weekly news and information service of AMSAT, the Radio Amateur Satellite Corporation. ANS publishes news related to amateur radio in space, including reports on the activities of a worldwide group of amateur radio operators who share an active interest in designing, building, launching, and communicating to both analog and digital amateur radio satellites. Okay, the news feed over on www.amsat.org publishes news of amateur radio in space as soon as our volunteers can post it. So if you've got any satellite news or reports, please send them to ans-editor@amsat.org. And you can sign up for a free email delivery of the AMSAT News Service bulletins via the ANS list. To join the list, you go to mailman.amsat.org/Pastorius/lists/ans.amsat.org. All right, I know Dale was looking for some updates and some details, so here they are. We've got information on AMSAT at the Hamvention for 2025, and I'm sure we'll still be hearing more about the symposium, too, coming in the future. Okay, the 2025 Dayton Hamvention will be held at the Greene County Fairgrounds in Xenia, Ohio, May 16th through the 18th, 2025. AMSAT will have our usual robust presence and after-hours activities. There will be going on the Tapper AMSAT Banquet Friday, May the 16th, and that will be the 16th annual Tapper AMSAT Banquet, and it's held at the Kohler Presidential Banquet Center on Friday, May the 16th at 18:30 Eastern Daylight Time. This dinner is always a highlight of the TAPR, the Tucson Amateur Packet Radio Group, and the AMSAT, the Radio Amateur Satellite Corporation, activities during the Dayton Hamvention. This year's banquet speaker will be Phil Karn, KA9Q, who will highlight these cases for his KA9Q-radio software suite. Okay, the Kohler Presidential Banquet Center is about 20 minutes away from the Greene County Fairgrounds, and it's located at 4548 Presidential Way in Kettering, Ohio. Tickets are just $70 each and may be purchased from the AMSAT store. Okay, I know they've gotten a little bit tighter on the restrictions than they used to be, The banquet ticket purchase deadline is Monday, May the 12th at 1700 Eastern Daylight Time, at 2100 UTC. Banquet tickets must be purchased in advance and will not be sold at the AMSAT booth. There will be no tickets to pick up at the AMSAT booth, so don't even try. Purchase online will be maintained on a list with check-in at the door at the banquet center. Seating is limited to the number of meals reserved with the Kohler caterers based on the number of tickets sold by the deadline. So, no last-minute additions.
DL-123.
Okay, there's the AMSAT dinner at Tickets, and that's Thursday, May the 15th. The annual AMSAT dinner at Tickets party will be held at Tickets Pub and Eatery on Thursday, May the 15th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. There's no program or speaker, just good conversation. Everyone is invited regardless of whether or not they helped with the setup or plan to work in the AMSAT booth. Tickets has a great selection of Greek and American food and great company. So food can be ordered from the menu, and there's drinks, beer, wine, sodas, and iced tea, which are available at the bar. All right, they say come to the bar. No reservations required. Bring some friends and have a great time, but right the night before the hamvention. Tickets Pub and Eatery is located at 7 West Main Street, Fairborn, Ohio, 45324. And their phone number is 937-878-9022.
W5BSA repeater.
Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y in the Houston AMSAT.net. AMSAT is actively seeking volunteers to assist with these activities and invites enthusiasts to dedicate their time. So they'd like folks to volunteer at the AMSAT booth at Hamvention. Last year, around 20 volunteers played crucial roles in fostering meaningful interactions with attendees. Volunteers, whether able to commit a few hours or the entire weekend, are warmly encouraged to participate. For those eager to be part of AMSAT's presence at Dayton Hamvention or request more info about volunteering, you can contact Bill Smith, W1EME, AMSAT Hamvention team leader. He serves as the point of contact. To volunteer or inquire further, individuals can reach out to Phil via email at W1EME@astrocom.net. Your involvement not only enriches the event, but also contributes to the vibrant amateur radio community. Okay, and then there is the AMSAT Forum, and that will be Saturday, May the 17th. The AMSAT Forum will take place in Forum Room 2 at 1:35 p.m. to 3:10 p.m., and that's on Saturday, May the 17th. This will immediately follow the ARIS Forum in the same room at 12:40 p.m., so get there early and see both presentations. All right, we want to thank AMSAT for that information. And this is Marty, WV5Y, and the Houston AMSAT.net. You can get your AMSAT removed before flight key tags, and they're now available. And they are the real thing, same thing used on the satellites. Your $20 donation goes to help fly a Fox Plus satellite, and that includes your first class postage in the United States. Sorry, no overseas addresses included. You can order today at www.amsat.org /product/AMSAT-remove-before-flight-keychain. All right, this is Marty, WV5YM, the Eastern AMSAT Net. We're just a little bit past the quarter past the hour. We're going to take a quick standby and see who's got checking in here. Okay, looks like we've got Andrew, KC5LWI, and he's checking in off of the phone lines. So we appreciate that, and of course he's down there in Galveston. So good evening to Andrew, and let's see, we got an email, and that was from Dale, WB0AKO. He's up there in Moorhead, Minnesota. He does the backup archiving of the audio for the website with an automatic startup there, so we appreciate that. And he's not checking in because he's there at a movie tonight. So hope they enjoy. All right, let's see. We heard from Charlie earlier in the week, K5ENG, I guess at the end of last week. So sounds like he's doing okay over there. Let's see, we've got Vern, WA0RCR, out there in Winston, Missouri. Thanks to him, he transmits our net on 1.860 MHz, full carrier AM. That's at 5:30 p.m. and 9 p.m. Central Time on Saturdays. Okay, we've got Kai N6ZZO out there in McKinleyville, California, and he's one of our podcast listeners, and he calls and checks in. So we'll appreciate that when we hear from him. Okay, from Internet Relay Chat System, IRC, we've got Ken, AK0A, Clay, KG4OZW, Brian, KG4WIJ, Renee, NZ9T, Bob, KAWX. All right, and let's see. Thanks to Bruce, KK5DO. Tonight's URLs are available over at AmSatNet.com, so we appreciate him making those available there on the link from the front page. Let's see, from EchoLink, we've got Mitch, 80HJ. Of course, he's over there in Jackson, Minnesota. Thanks to him, you can participate in the Wednesday night AmSatNet that takes place on DMR. And that happens on the DMR talk group of 98006, as well as YSF Fusion 11689. And it's got the 442.5 repeater over there in Katy linked in, and a bunch of its linked repeaters. So I hope they have a good meeting over there. And, of course, that takes place on Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Central Time. Okay, we have Steve, KA5YFC. Good evening to him. And hello to Michael, KC5MON. And then there's Bob, K9OIM. Endoff, N6UTC, up there in Long Beach, California. Hello to Damien, AG9P, in Oconto, Wisconsin. And then we got Bruce, KK5DO, logged in over there in Roman Forest, up in the far northern part of Houston. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y in the Houston AmSat Net. Hey, the 2025 AmSat President's Club coins are here. They are celebrating the 40th anniversary of amateur radio on human spaceflight. You can help support golf and the Fox Plus projects. join the AMSAT President's Club today. And the URL is www.amsat.org/join-v-amsat-presidents-club. All right, the updated satellite frequency list from JE9PEL is now available. The updated JE9PEL unofficial satellite frequency list was updated April the 17th, 2025, and is available for download as a semicolon separated CSV type data file for use in spreadsheets, databases, and tabular form documents.
DL-123.
Okay, this list includes nearly 2,000 active, deep space, failed, inactive, non-amateur, re-entered, to be launched, and unknown satellite categories. Each entity listed includes available ID, uplink and downlink frequencies, beacon, mode, call sign, and weathersat categories. All right, sounds interesting. Database with 2,000 active, and, well, every kind of satellite in there you can think of. This list and other satellite-related resources can be downloaded from www.ne.jp/ASAHI/hamradio/JE9PEL/satslist.htm. And we'll thank JE9PEL for that information. All right, NASA offers a free Ohio high school engineering program. According to information from the agency's website, NASA's Glenn Research Center in Cleveland is launching the NASA Glenn High School Engineering Institute this summer. The free work-based learning experience is designed to help high school students prepare for a future in the aerospace workforce. Rising high school juniors and seniors in Northeast Ohio can submit applications for this new in-person summer program from Friday, April the 11th through Friday, May the 9th. The NASA Glenn High School Engineering Institute will immerse students in NASA's work while providing essential career readiness tools to help them in future science, technology, engineering, and mathematics-focused academic and professional pursuits. And to find out more information on that one, you can go over to www.nasa.gov/news-release/nasa-offers-free-high-school-engineering-program-this-summer. And we want to thank NASA for that information. And, of course, you can find that URL over there on amsatnet.com, thanks to Bruce. And, you know, you can also find satellite award information over there, thanks to Bruce, since he is the AMSAT satellite awards guy. And you can find out how to get a certificate for making your first satellite contact, or all the ones after that. So there's a bunch of them. So sure and check that out if you're interested. And there's even more of that stuff over at amsat.org. And thanks to Bruce. And then there's also, of course, the status of the satellites and the frequencies they're operating on. And there's information about symposium and the store, and there's the all kinds of stuff over there. There's even the AMSAT News Service weekly bulletins. Looks like nothing has crashed or been launched lately. So no additions or deletions to the AMSAT TLE distribution. But two line elements, or TLEs, often referred to as Keplerian elements, or KEPs in the amateur community, are the inputs to the SGT-4 standard mathematical model of spacecraft orbits used by most amateur tracking programs. Yeah, you can just update your KEPS file weekly, and that should be completely adequate for most amateur satellites. TLE bulletin files are updated daily in the first hour of the UTC day, and new bulletin files will be posted immediately after reliable elements become available for new amateur satellites. You can find more info at amsat.org/Keplerian-elements-resources. And we want to thank Joe Fitzgerald, KM1P, AMSAT Orbital Elements Manager, for that information. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y, with the Houston AMSAT Net. Hey, you need new satellite antennas? You can purchase an M2 LEO pack from the AMSAT store. And when you purchase through AMSAT, a portion of the proceeds goes towards keeping amateur radio in space. And, of course, that's amsat.org/product-category/hardware. All right, looks like we're about at the bottom of the hour here. Looks like going through tonight's info kind of quickly. Let's see here. We'll go ahead and go and take a standby and see if we have any more check-ins to the net. So any more check-ins to the Houston AMSAT net, go ahead and come now. Okay, good evening, Tree. We got WF5TRI over there down in the Richmond area. Glad to have you aboard again. We got anybody else with us? All right. Well, this is Marty, WV5Y in the Houston AMSAT Net. Amateurs and others around the world may listen in on contacts between amateurs operating in schools and allowing students to interact with astronauts and cosmonauts aboard the International Space Station. That's what ARIS is. The downlink frequency on which to listen in on the contacts is on 145.800 MHz worldwide. And we do have some scheduled contacts here. Let's see. This one's coming up. We've got the Wireless Institute of Australia, AGM, and Technical Expo in Bayswater, Victoria, Australia. They have a telebridge via K6DUE. Okay, for their contact, ISS call sign is scheduled to be NA1FF. The frequency is on 145.800. The crew member is Takaya Onishi, KF5LKS, and the ARIS mentor is VK4KHZ. And the contact is Saturday, 5-3-2025 at 1106-00 UTC with a 63 degree elevation. All right, looks like that's the only one we've got actually scheduled on the list at the moment. Many times a school may make a last-minute decision to do a live stream or run into a last-minute glitch requiring a change of the URL, but we at ARIS may not get the URL in time for publication. So you can always check live.aris.org to see if a school is live streaming. And as always, if there is an EVA, a docking, or an undocking, the ARIS radios are turned off as part of the safety protocol. Alright, the crossband repeater on the ISS continues to be active. It's on 145.990 MHz up with a peel tone of 67. And then the downlink frequency is on 437.800 MHz. If any crew member is so inclined, all they have to do is pick up the mic. They can just raise the volume up on the radio and talk on the crossband repeater. So give a listen. You just never know. You may end up talking to an astronaut.
PL-123.
Okay, the latest information on the operation mode for the ISS can be found over at www.aris.org/current-status-of-iss-stations.html, and the latest list of frequencies in use can be found at www.aris.org/contact-v-iss.html. And the times we list are approximate, so you should do your own orbital prediction or start listening about 10 minutes before our listed times. We want to thank Charlie Safana, AJ9N, one of the ARIS operation team mentors, for that information. Okay, we're down to upcoming satellite operations. A growing number of satellite rovers are currently engaged in sharing their grid square activations, and that's over on hams.at. By visiting the website, you gain easy access to comprehensive information about the operators responsible for activating specific grid squares. Additionally, you have the ability to assess the match score between yourself and a particular rover for a given pass. And you can also identify the upcoming satellite passes that are accessible from your location. All right, we've got Mark Sarman, MATLV. He will be operating as VY0SAT in Joahaven, Nanavut, in northern Canada. And that's grid EP28. And that's from the 30th of April, 2025 at 1840 Zulu to the 3rd of May, 2025 at 1945 Zulu. And that's weather and logistics permitting. And you can watch at VO1ONE on X.com for updates. Okay, we want to thank Ian Parsons, K5ZM, AMSAT Rover Page Manager, for that information. Hey, you want to fly the colors on your own grid expedition? You can get an AMSAT car flag and other neat stuff from our Zazzle store. And then 25% of the purchase price of each product goes towards keeping amateur radio in space. And you can find that over at www.zazzle.com/store/AMSAT_gear. Hi, this is Marty, WV5Y, in the Houston AMSAT net. AMSAT ambassadors provide presentations, demonstrate communicating through amateur satellites, and host information tables at club meetings, AMFests, conventions, maker fairs, and other events. AMSAT Ambassador Clint Bradford, K6LCS, says, "Think a 75-minute presentation on working the easy satellites would be appropriate for your club or event? Let me know by emailing me at k6lcsclint@gmail.com or calling 909-999-7287. Clint has never given the exact same show twice. Each of the 150-plus presentations he's given so far has been customized and tailored to his audiences. All right, we've got some scheduled events that are happening from April 28, 2025 at 7 p.m. Central Daylight Time. We've got the Denton County Amateur Radio Association, DECARA, the Denton County Administrative Courthouse. I guess there's probably a Y missing there. It should probably be the Denton County Administrative Courthouse. That's at 1 Courthouse Drive in Denton, Texas, 76208. And you can see DECARA.net/club-calendar. And you should see Tom Sushler, N5HYP, there as the AMSAT ambassador. Okay, then the big hamvention, it's May 16th through the 18th at the Dayton Hamvention, the Greene County Fair and Expo Center at 210 Fairground Road in Xenia, Ohio, 45385. And you can go to www.amsat.org/amsat-at-hamvention-2025, or they can just go over to hamvention.org. All right, then happening June the 21st, 2025, the Rochester Amateur Radio Association HamFest of 2025. That's at the Barnard Firefield, 410 Maiden Lane, Rochester, New York, 14616. And you should see KB2YSI there as the AMSAT ambassador. Are you interested in becoming an AMSAT ambassador? Well, what do AMSAT ambassadors do? AMSAT ambassadors provide presentations, demonstrate communicating through amateur satellites, and host information tables at club meetings, HamFest, conventions, maker fairs, and other events. You can find more information. You can just go over to www.amsat.org/ambassador. And we want to thank Bo Lowry, W4FCL, the director of AMSAT Ambassador Program, for that information. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y, and the Houston AMSAT Net. Well, we've got a short list here of satellite shorts from all over. Peter Goodhall, 2M0SQL, has been developing a modern web-based satellite tracking application named Zenith Satellite Tracker. Check it out at github.com/magicbug/Zenith. Sandesh, VU3FGJ has also developed a web-based satellite tracking page, and you can find that at sat.vu3fgj.com. And HB9SKA's April issue of Oscar News in German is available via AMSAT-HB. Okay, so that's over at www.amsat-hb.org. All right, we want to thank Bruce, KK5DO. He makes these links available, so you can just go and click on them by visiting the AMSATnet.com website page there from the front page. So we appreciate that. And you can join AMSAT today, and that's by going to launch.amsat.org. And in addition to regular membership, AMSAT offers membership to societies, which is a recognized group, club, or organization. Primary and secondary school students are eligible for membership at 1/2 the standard yearly rate. And post-secondary school students enrolled at least half-time status shall be eligible for the student rate for a maximum of 6 post-secondary years in the status. Memberships are available for annual and lifetime terms. You can contact info@amsat.org for additional membership information.
BL-123.
All right, and let's see, information came to us from Paul Stotzer, this week's ANS editor, and that's N8HM, and it's N8HM at ARRL.net, and he gives us a 7-3, and remember to help keep amateur radio in space. This is Marty, WV, and the Houston AmSatNet. All right, well, we've got more satellites going up, and especially in the realm of the constellations. See, this is by Greg Newton with Isom Ahmed in Washington, Cape Canaveral, AFP, April 28, 2025. Amazon launches its first Starlink rival internet satellites, the Amazon Project Kuiper. Amazon on Monday launched its first batch of Project Kuiper internet satellites, marking the start of its push to rival Elon Musk's Starlink. The mission, called Kuiper Atlas 1, or KUIPER-1, lifted off from Cape Canaveral Space Force Station of Florida. That was at 7 p.m. local time, or 2300 GMT, aboard a United Launch Alliance ULA Atlas V rocket that will carry 27 satellites into orbit. There was a previous attempt that was scrubbed earlier this month due to bad weather. Project Kuiper, a subsidiary of the online retail giant founded by Jeff Bezos, playing catch-up with Starlink, SpaceX's sprawling network of internet satellites that has reshaped the sector and handed Musk significant geopolitical clout. in there from Vern, WA0RCR, off the phone lines. He's over there in Winsville, Missouri. And, of course, thanks to him, you hear iNet on 1.860 MHz, full carrier AM, 5:30 p.m. and 9 p.m. Central Time on Saturdays. So we do appreciate Vern Fitness over there on the top band. All right. Project Cooper is, of course, playing catch-up with Starlink and SpaceX. The $10 billion initiative plans to deploy 3,200 satellites into low Earth orbit, the region of space up to 1,200 miles or 1,900 kilometers above the planet, with hopes of going live later this year. Pricing has not been yet revealed, but Amazon has pledged it will align with its reputation as a low-cost retailer. Atlas V is on its way to orbit to take those 27 Jupiter satellites, put them on their way, and really start this new era in internet connectivity, said ULA's Caleb Weiss. With Monday's launch, Amazon formally enters a crowded and fast-growing field that includes not just Starlink, but other emerging players in the satellite internet race. SpaceX launched the first batch of Starlink satellites in 2019 and now boasts more than 6,750 operational units serving over 5 million customers worldwide. By far, the sector's dominant force. Starlink has also provided crucial internet access in disaster and war zones, including Morocco, after its devastating 2023 earthquake, and on the front lines in Ukraine's war against Russia. Amazon plans to accelerate launches in the coming months and years, with more than 80 flights booked through United Launch Alliance's Boeing-Lockheed Martin joint venture. France's Ariane Space, Bezos' own Blue Origin, and even Musk's SpaceX. Its satellites will gradually join the swelling ranks of low Earth orbit alongside Starlink, Europe's OneWeb, and China's GeoWang constellation. This increasing crowding of this orbital neighborhood has sparked concerns about congestion, potential collisions, and disruptions to astronomical observations. The expanding role of private companies in space has also raised thorny political questions, especially as Musk's influence stretches beyond business into politics and diplomacy.
This is the W5BSA repeater.
Musk has sent mixed signals on Starlink's future role in Ukraine, where it remains vital to war effort, a conflict that Musk's ally, U.S. President Donald Trump, has vowed to bring to an end. Yeah, that hasn't happened. This is Marty WV5YM, Houston AmSatNet. With the Starlink takeover, they're starting to ask, are traditional satellite phones obsolete? All right, they say, let's talk SATCOM. And this comes by Clarence Oxford from Los Angeles from April 28th, 2025. All right, Starlink is a shiny new toy everyone's buzzing about. Gigabit speed, low latency. It's disruptive, no doubt. But I've been knee-deep in this game since before smartphones were a glimmer in Steve Jobs' eye, and I'm here to tell you this isn't a takeover, it's an evolution. Starlink disruption. Let's give credit where credit's due. Starlink is impressive. Those speeds are game-changing for remote locations. Imagine running a remote office, a construction site, or even a live stream from the middle of nowhere with fiber-like speeds. We've seen clients ditch expensive, unreliable terrestrial connections for Starlink, and they haven't looked back. All right, but, and there's always a but, Starlink isn't a magic bullet. It requires a clear view of the sky, a power source, and it's not exactly something you slip into your pocket. And that's made the satellite phone popular. Using the unsung hero of global communications, the satellite phone, it's not flashy, it's not going to win any speed tests. But it's the dang workhorse that keeps you connected when everything else fails. Try taking a Starlink dish up Everest or through the Amazon. That's probably not happening.
BL-123.
Your sat phone? That's your lifeline. Global coverage, reliable voice and basic data, and ultimate portability. It's the connection you can count on when cell towers are a distant memory. Okay, it looks like Starlink has got better speed, lower latency. Let's see, they've got expanding coverage, needs clear sky view, whereas the satellite phone has global coverage pole to pole. Starlink is a fixed location. Satellite phone is a handheld, mobile. So far as power goes, Starlink requires an external power source. The satellite phone is battery powered. Starlink is best for broadband and high data needs. Of course, the satellite phone is best for emergencies and remote operations. Cost for Starlink is a higher initial investment, and the satellite phone is a lower initial investment. The smartest players in the game are adopting a hybrid approach. Starlink for base camp, providing high bandwidth connectivity for data intensive tasks, and sat phones for teams on the move, ensuring reliable communication no matter where they get. Perfect blend of power and portability. The future of SATCOM isn't about one technology replacing another, it's about integration. We're already helping clients design custom solutions that leverage the strengths of both Starlink and traditional satellite technologies. This hybrid approach ensures seamless connectivity no matter the location or the need. All right, so their synopsis is, so your satellite phones are obsolete? Absolutely not. They're more relevant than ever. They're your insurance policy, your backup plan, connection you can count on when everything else fails. And sometimes you just need a simple voice call to say, I'm okay, and Starlink can't do that yet. Okay, this is Marty, WV, from the Houston AmSat Net. Let's see here. We've got, let's see if we have any more check-ins. All right, we've got a comment here from KA5YFC, that's Steve. He says, we as amateur astronomers hate those things, being Starlink. They are always leaving light, reflected trails in our photos. It's also a concern of the professionals, and I see that the nice new satellite telescope that's going up there in Chile, one of the most powerful ever seen or ever devised, so I guess it's going to have to deal with those Starlink satellites and other constellations. All right. Let's see. Let's give out those website addresses one more time. I want to say thanks to Bruce. And our website is amsatnet.com. And he's got awards information up there. And then also over at amsatnet.com, there's information on the satellite awards as well as satellites themselves, the status that they're at, if they're working or not, and the frequencies that they're operating on. And then there's also information on the symposium, and there's the AmSat News Service Bulletins and all kinds of other great things over at amsat.org, so be sure and check that out. Okay, we want to thank Paul Stotzer, N8HM, this week's AmSat News Service Weekly Editor. And we want to say we hope everybody stays safe out there. We're at the end of our time, so we hope everybody enjoyed this week's version of the Houston AmSat Net. So be sure and keep making lots of satellite contacts and playing with those radios. And we look forward to catching everybody next week. So from Andy, W5ACM, and Bruce, KK5DO, up there in Roman Forest, and myself, Marty, WV5Y, in Northwest Houston, we say 7-3s for this week from the Houston AmSat Net.